Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Today I want to start out with a little recap of the county committee election here in Audubon County. Greg Jensen was elected to serve a three-year term beginning next Tuesday, February 8th, and Roger Swenson will serve as the first alternate. Greg will represent the producers in local administrative area, which includes two, which includes the townships of Sharon, Douglas, Leroy, and Hamlin townships. Following the election, the committee elected Sherry Earlmeyer as the chairperson for 2014, and Denny Graham as the vice chair, along with Greg as being the regular member. The committee did set the established meeting dates and times as the second Tuesday of each month at 9:30 in the USDA Service Center conference room as needed. So this means that if there's not an adequate amount of business, that the meetings will be postponed, so they are subject to change and cancellation. So if you do have something that you want to discuss with the committee, it would be a good idea to check before making the drive in. We want to welcome Greg as he joins Sherry and Dennis, and we also want to thank Sam Grable for his 9 years of service and leadership on the county committee. Audubon County received two disaster declarations, one a presidential and the second one a secretarial. The presidential designation was due to the severe storms or heavy rains received last June between June 21st and June 28th. If producers suffered any heavy losses and they have trouble getting credit from other sources, they may apply to FSA for low-interest emergency loans. The deadline for that application is April 21st of 2014. A second declaration or a secretarial declaration was due to the drought, the ensuing drought, also last year from August 27th through October 28th. And producers do have until August 11th of 2014 to apply for these emergency loans. So if you have any questions or think that you might be eligible or want to get more information about these loans, you can call our office or you can get on the FSA website at fsa.usda.gov. FSA also has a variety of loans available to assist producers in their farming operations. These include direct and guaranteed loans, both for operating and farm ownership, as well as beginning loans or beginning farmer loans and socially disadvantaged farmer loans, which include loans for women and those socially disadvantaged persons that want to get into agriculture. A third type of loan that we have is youth loans. And these are available for youth who want to establish and operate an income-producing project in connection with a sponsored group such as the 4-H or FFA. For additional information on these loans or any of the loans that we may have, producers may contact any FSA office or they can call the Audubon FSA office here at 712-563-4261, extension 2. And we will be glad to connect you with the applicable person or office to answer your questions about our loan programs. We want to be sure that everybody is aware of this next item, just producer changes and your responsibility to notify FSA. Many of these changes can come about and you don't even think about notifying FSA, but they can be a problem later on as we go to make communications with you or we try to send payments, et cetera. Current addresses, phone and banking information, et cetera, is necessary for the successful conducting of business and to have that business done timely. So you have the responsibility to notify your FSA office of any of those changes. Again, these include a closed bank account, an account number change, or a change in a routing number of your checking account. If you've stopped farming and you know you're going to rent your farm out and have an operator on the farm, if you've changed your mailing address, whether it be temporary or permanent, and we get a lot of these temporary ones in the wintertime as people are maybe gone for a month or so. Your phone number, such as maybe you're not using a landline any longer and you have a new cell phone number. And also farm operation changes, such as forming a trust or a partnership or a corporation or something like that, that uses an EIN or an entity identification number. Also, any deed changes that you may do that doesn't involve necessarily the sale of your land, but maybe you've formed a trust and now you put that land into the trust. And if you have CRP or you're a landowner, it does change your records here at FSA, and you have to notify us, and we have to do succession and interest contracts. So important to keep FSA notified of all the notification of changes that you may have in your farming operation. One last reminder today is that our offices will be closed next Monday, February 17th, in observance of President's Day. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Tune in next week at this same time for more updates.